Chapter 8, Down the Well. Exterior St. Lo, night. Rain lashes the ruined streets of St. Lo. Artillery booms in the distance, briefly illuminating the devastation. Collapsed buildings, shattered storefronts, and abandoned military equipment buried in rubble. The party flees through the wreckage, pursued by the sounds of military vehicles and shouting men. Thorn leads, his metal armor clanking with each stride, mechanical eye glowing faintly in the darkness. Thorn.
Make haste, they're gaining.
Rosie struggles to keep up, tiny wings beating frantically against the downpour. She flies alongside Bill, who stumbles through the debris, one eye over his shoulder. Balthazar bounces erratically between obstacles, surprisingly agile for his pancake shape. Grendel leaps from one chunk of rubble to another, his amphibian body perfectly suited to the wet conditions. The soldier cradles Salome protectively against his chest as he marches forward. Noners, still in bear form, runs on all fours alongside them, growling at the sounds of pursuit. Behind them, trucks rumble into view. Flashlight beams cut through the rain, briefly catching glimpses of the fleeing group. Bullets ping off nearby rubble. The soldier turns his body to shield Salome from the gunfire. Thorn, shouting over the rain.
Behold, I can see the spires of Citadel Dupuy Lunaire. We must reach it. It is our sole hope of escape.
The party races around a corner, momentarily out of sight from their pursuers. Ahead looms the silhouette of an ancient villa, partially collapsed, but still standing defiant against time and war. Exterior Citadel, Dupuits Lunaire, courtyard. The party bursts through a shattered iron gate into an expansive courtyard. Rain pools in depressions of the cracked flagstones. At the center stands a modest stone well, its rim carved with weathered faces and symbols. Moss clings to the stones, glowing faintly with an unnatural green light. Around the well, broken statues of knights and mythical creatures lie toppled and fractured, as if they once guarded this place, but failed in their duty. Thorn, pointing to the well.
There, we must jump down. It's the passage to Moon Barrows, where our transport to Queen Gloriana awaits.
Rosie.
Oh, bless me! Not Moon Barrows!
Balthazar.
You say Moon Barrows! You go mad! Child Vosme, place is nightmare. We stay up here, less trouble.
Grendel, grinning.
Sound like good place for Grendel.
Bill.
Jump down a well? Are you nuts?
Thorn.
We have no choice. Either we descend the well or face capture. Death or worse.
A spotlight suddenly floods the courtyard. The party freezes, caught in its harsh glare. The rumble of engines grows louder as military vehicles surround the perimeter. Captain Buford Scruggs strides through the broken gate, flanked by 24 troops with weapons at the ready. Rain streams down his face as he levels his massive WZ-35 anti-tank rifle directly at the group. Scruggs, sneering and hollering over the rain.
Ain't nobody going nowhere.
The party forms a defensive circle around the well.
I got y'all surrounded, and a whole nother division on the way.
He surveys the bizarre group before him and laughs, a harsh, humorless sound.
Christ Almighty, I'm in the goddamn circus.
To his men, commanding.
Men, our orders are to take the big one alive. Not a scratch on him. But the rest of these freaks, y'all can burn in hell.
The 30th Infantry cocked their weapons in unison, the sound cutting through the rainfall. Thorn, to the party, quietly.
On my signal, we break for the well.
The soldier nods, his fists clenching. Salome clings to his leg, her eyes wide with fear. Bill and Balthazar stand shoulder to shoulder, silently acknowledging the slim odds of survival. Noners rises to his full height and roars, a primal sound that echoes off the ancient walls. Many of the 30th Infantry takes a cautious step backward. The game party engages in an interactive battle. The U.S. Army opens fire across the courtyard. In return, magical energy crackles through the air, as American troops dive behind crumbling stone for cover. Bodies fall. Blood spatters across weathered cobblestones. One by one, the party leaps into the darkness below. With each plunge, a surge of magical distortion envelops them as they fall, a rippling veil of light that swallows them whole. The last to go is Thorn, who shoves a reluctant Bill down before jumping in himself. Scruggs reaches the well too late, emptying his weapon into the void. The bullets strike nothing but stone and water. He peers over the edge, confronted by a blackness that seems to swallow light itself. He backs away from the rim, bewildered at what to do next, or how he is going to report this to his superiors. Scruggs, to himself.
Hobbs is gonna have my hide for this.